Good morning. Can everybody hear me okay? Well, good morning. I know there's a lot of jubilation in the air, and it's not just the frigidness. It's the fact that we get to have a great celebration. There we go. I'm Aaron Reardon, Snohomish County Executive and currently the Sound Transit Board Chair, and I want to thank you all for joining us today, and we are very pleased to be in Kirkland for the opening of this beautiful new transit center. First off, I want to thank the Kamiokin Junior High School Jazz Band for the wonderful project. There's a lot of chili cheeks and not enough chapstick to go around, but we do thank you very much. It was very entertaining. Well, some of you may recall that we were here just a short 16 months ago to break ground on the East Side's latest transit investment. And today we're here to celebrate the results. And we are welcomed into the heart of Kirkland with a transit center that reflects the city's commitment to transit and livable spaces. And you can see that in the drawing to my left. Let me quickly point out just a few of the transit center's features, if you'll allow me. The 6 bus bays and additional space will make travel easier in this busy part of downtown Kirkland. A new plaza, passenger shelters, landscaping, and bicycle storage make it inviting and comfortable and give the transit center a boulevard-type feel. Better pedestrian connections to the Kirkland Library and Peter Kirk Park make it easier to get around. Improving connections for pedestrians and bicyclists I know is important to the city of Kirkland, and this transit center does just that. The beautiful new trellis is a gateway into the park and also to the Kirkland Library and the Kirkland Performance Center. Other improvements include a new controlled intersection at Kirkland Avenue, and third, that replaced what used to just to be a stop sign. But first and foremost, the changes will improve the speed and reliability of Sound Transit, Express, and Metro bus service and make it easier and safer for riders to catch their buses. And starting tomorrow, when bus service does resume, this will be a very, very busy place. Every weekday, over 580 bus trips will serve the Kirkland Transit Center, and that includes Sound Transit Route 540 to and from the University of Washington, as well as several metro bus routes serving destinations such as Kenmore, Woodinville, Redmond, Bellevue, Factoria, and downtown Seattle. Starting last year and continuing through 2011, Sound Transit and Metro are increasing transit service from Kirkland and other East Side locations on the State Route 520 corridor to provide more alternatives to driving when bridge tolling begins this spring. Throughout my time on the Sound Transit Board, I have been very, very impressed with the cooperation between the region's different agencies, cities, and neighborhoods. Sound Transit, the City of Kirkland, King County Metro, King County Wastewater Division, and the King County Library System all worked hand in hand to ease the construction impacts and make this project better. Now, there are many people from those agencies that deserve our thanks today for bringing this project from the drawing board to the construction table to the opening of this service. If you'll allow me just a moment, I want to thank just a few of them. And we have quite a few, so I'll try to keep it as high level as I can. First of all, we want to thank our federal delegation. They were up in my neck of the woods this morning. I don't know if you might have heard, we're going to build a couple more airplanes for the Pentagon. And in so doing, we're going to create just a couple of new jobs. So we want to thank Senator Cantwell, Senator Murray, and Congressman Jay Inslee for their work. And I do believe that we have Maura Little from Congressman Inslee's office here with us today. Maura's way back there, but she is raising her hand. Thank you, Maura. Thank you very much. We have our outstanding Sound Transit board members here today. I'll be introducing a few of them, or a couple of them later. We also have the City of Kirkland. They have been a key partner on this project, and we'll be hearing from Mayor McBride in just a moment. I want to thank the city staff who worked on this project, as well as recognize the entire Kirkland City Council for joining us today. We also have City Manager Kirk Triplett, who was a former board member of Sound Transit for a short period of time, but a very productive period of time. So thank you for being here today, Kurt. Pardon me. We also, I believe, have Paul Wiesner here, our chair of the Sound Transit Citizens Oversight Panel. We, of course, have our outstanding Sound Transit staff. Our CEO, Joni Earl, is with us today. Joni, thank you. We have Ahmad Fazel, who is our Executive Director of Design, Engineering, and Construction Management, and his entire Kirkland team. And we also have Agnes Govern, who's the former executive director for Capital Projects, and she was leading this project when we started. So thank you all for being here, the great Sound Transit staff that makes these projects possible. I also want to acknowledge our consultants and contractors on this project. We've named them on the banner to your right. But I want to just point out our architectural design was done by Hewitt. Preliminary engineering and final design was done by Inken Engineers, now known as Tetra Tech. Construction management was done by URS, and the prime contractor was Bailey Construction. Thank you for a wonderful project, an outstanding project. And if, lastly, but certainly not least, if it was not for Panos Properties, we'd all be freezing outside right now. So thank you for giving us this location on such short notice. Applause, absolutely. If you can still clap your hands and they don't break. And of course, the Heathman Hotel and Kirkland Library worked with us diligently to explore options at the last minute. I want to introduce, if I may, and of course I may because I'm the chair, I want to introduce my vice chair on the Sound Transit Board, Fred Butler. Fred is a longtime member of the Issaquah City Council and also the Sound Transit Board. As chair of the board, I know that I can rely on Board Member Butler to ask the tough questions and really dig into the difficult jobs. Besides being vice chair of the board, he chairs our very important capital committee and is a member also of the operations and administrative committee. All of us at Sound Transit, especially on the board, rely on Fred, as I said, to ask those tough questions, to drill down. And as you heard, he's the chair of one committee. He's on another committee. Actually, you're on all four committees, Fred. And by design, by the way. And we simply could not do the job that we do on the board without his diligence. So please help me in welcoming Fred Butler, vice chair of Sound Transit.
What a beautiful day. The sun's shining, it's brisk outside, and here we are 16 months later dedicating the Kirkland Transit Center. I believe I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge former Sound Transit Board member Mary Alice Burley, also a former Kirkland City Council member and a very, very good friend who I enjoyed working with very, very much. As a Sound Transit board member, I'm often privileged to travel around the region observing projects and services and working with various jurisdictions and organizations as we build the regional transit system that we've been charged with doing. As such, I'm struck by the importance of what I like to call the three C's: connections, cooperation, and coordination. The Kirkland Transit Center is an outstanding example of those three C's. I see its connections for uniting people with transit and transit with downtown Kirkland. I see cooperation for the way local, state, federal governments helped plan and pay for this project, and I see the cooperation as we work together to cut the ribbon on this facility today. For example, under a cooperative agreement, Sound Transit installed the piping for the King County Wastewater Pump Station, which is right here adjacent to the Transit Center. Installing the piping was necessary so that this new Transit Center would not have to be torn up in about a year or so to put that piping in. Now, everyone laughs, but those things do happen from time to time. And it's really an embarrassment when they do during tough economic times and people are looking over our shoulders to make sure that we work well together. Besides connections and cooperation, I see coordination in a way that the different agencies work together during construction to minimize impacts to surrounding businesses and residents. The Kirkland Transit Center is the latest in a long line of transit improvements on the east side. As I ride down I-405 and along I-90, you can see examples of our tax dollars at work for the region and for the east side. Sound Transit built the Overlake Transit Center, Totem Lake Transit Center, the Freeway Station and Canyon Park, and the Eastgate Freeway Stations and the Bellevue High Occupancy Vehicle Access Ramps. A little closer to my home, we built the Issaquah Transit Center and partnered with Metro on the Issaquah Highlands Park and Ride. All of those projects were smart investments that also meant jobs, good jobs for the region. For example, the Central Link Light Rail project alone from downtown Seattle to the airport created about 4,000 construction jobs and required 8 million craft labor hours. Many of the jobs are to minority and women-owned small businesses. I heard a yay over here. We're proud of those projects and their benefits to the economy and to the environment. Every year, more than 4 million passengers board Sound Transit's express buses heading into, out of, and around the East Side. Those buses take cars off of the road, reducing air pollution and easing congestion for cars and freight. Many of those buses are clean running hybrids. But to attract and keep riders, you need to provide the service and facilities that this new Kirkland Transit Center brings. The improved transit center is an attractive transportation option for those who live, work, and visit downtown Kirkland, not only for today, but into the future. So let me talk briefly about the future. Someday buses from this transit center could provide a connection from the East Side to University Link, which is the light rail extension between the University of Washington and downtown Seattle. Construction on U-Link is currently underway. In fact, I visited the construction of that a week ago, and trains will be running in 2016. Buses operating from here can also connect to East Link Light Rail, which is currently in planning and scheduled to open in 2021. East Link will provide greater capacity and reliability and will improve travel times for people moving between Seattle, Bellevue, and Redmond. East Link will be a major force in the region by carrying 40,000 daily riders by 2030. So those times are a long way off, but we've got to plan and we've got to think ahead and we've got to make the investments to bring those along as the Puget Sound region continues to grow. But in the near term, I'm excited to be here today to see the Kirkland Transit Center become a reality after years of planning. So Mayor McBride, congratulations to Kirkland on a beautiful new facility, and thank you for having me here today.
Thank you very much, Fred. I now want to introduce King County Councilmember Jane Haig. King County Councilmember Haig is a former Sound Transit board member who understands the importance of good transit options for all the East Side. And she is a strong supporter of the Kirkland Transit Center. And we're very pleased to have her here today. Councilmember Haig.
Thank you, Aaron. And it is great to be here in a room full of enthusiastic transit riders and to be dedicating a brand new transit center for Kirkland that will better help you connect to the rest of the region. And I really liked Councilmember Butler's comments about connection, coordination, and cooperation. And that's really why I'm here to speak to you today, because as the Vice Chair of the King County Council, King County was pleased to take part in this project and to help with some infrastructure. Some things you will see and some things you don't. So the things that you see, the Kirkland Library just opened up with 4,500 square feet of additional space that includes children and teen study rooms, community meeting space, and a place for new books, DVDs, and other materials. Yay. I think that's awesome. And then the improvements that you don't see, but you know that they're there. And that would be upgrades to our wastewater infrastructure, which is critical for supporting economic development and protecting public health and our environment. This summer, King County's Wastewater Treatment Division will begin a $10 million project to upgrade a pump station at 3rd and Park. as well as a sewer line beneath Kirkland Avenue. That work will provide new capacity to support business and population growth. The new pump station will also be a better neighbor with improved odor control, quieter equipment, and architectural features that allow it to blend in with its surroundings. So what's unique about a project that's the first phase, when the first phase is already done, thanks to our partnership with Sound Transit? We're also partnering with the City of Kirkland to restore part of Park Lane to the city's design standard once our project is complete. And Park Lane is one of the more interesting little avenues in downtown Kirkland. King County and Sound Transit coordinated construction schedules, as Councilmember Butler said, so that we could put the underground sewer lines for the pump station while the transit center was being built instead of trying to rip it up afterwards. So not only did we save money, but we reduced construction impacts to community members, which is significant given the number of commuters who will soon begin using this new facility. The Kirkland Transit Center will accommodate 587 bus trips on an eight regional and local bus routes. The bus routes will provide vital connections between Kirkland, Bellevue, Redmond, Bothell, Seattle, and the University of Washington. And we all know that as tolling begins on 520 this spring, more and more of you are going to begin using transit because of the convenience that it offers. That's why Metro and Sound Transit began adding a significant number of bus trips on some of these routes last fall. And Metro, King County Metro, has added 33 new routes per day. So that's pretty amazing. The level of cooperation among our agencies and our stakeholders is an example of how government should work every day to serve public interest. And I'm proud that King County has been part of these efforts, and especially grateful to all of you who've made it happen. So thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and happy riding.
Thank you very much, Jane. I want to now introduce Mayor Joan McBride. Mayor McBride has long been a strong advocate for the city of Kirkland, and she was elected to the city council back in 1998 and became mayor last year. She is a huge supporter of transit investment, and she's very well versed in the need for different and improved transportation alternatives to help connect Kirkland and the entire east side to the region. Mayor McBride.
Okay, in just a few minutes, we are going to get this party started, and we're going to do some ribbon cutting, but you have a few more speeches. So I better start mine right away, correct? First off, before I begin, I do want to introduce the Kirkland City Council. Thank you, Executive, for your kind words, but this City Council is a hard-working council devoted to transportation, transit, biking, and pedestrian amenities. So let me just call out their names and raise your hands. I had like a party last night, so I'm a little dull in the head, so if I forget anybody, just let me know. I see Mr. David Asher back there, Councilmember Asher. Yay. Deputy Mayor Penny Sweet. Councilmember Bob Sternoff. Councilmember Jessica Greenway. Councilmember Doreen Marcioni. And Councilmember Amy Wallen. I know she's here. I want to also again thank, before we get going, because they're not a part of my speech, but I want to thank the hardest working Public Works Department on the east side, Kirkland's Public Works Department. Actually, this was a wonderful collaboration between all of our departments of the city of Kirkland, and as you can tell, we're very excited. So we enthusiastically welcome this new transit center. It is going to be the place to be, right here in the heart of our downtown. This beautifully designed transit center with its new passenger shelters, the park trellis, the enhanced pedestrian crossings, bike amenities, landscaping, and public art ensures that Kirkland will flourish as a transit-friendly city. Transit riders will no doubt enjoy this inviting and welcoming place. Visitors will appreciate the connectivity to the Kirkland Library, Park Place Retail Center, Performance Center, Hotel, Community Center, surrounding downtown, and a straight shot to the lake. Businesses will appreciate more patrons who will most definitely be spending more time in our downtown. And I hope all who find themselves here at this transit center will enjoy the amenities, the beautiful design, the connectivity, and take pleasure in the unique and wonderful granite stone artwork by Carolyn Law. I think it is a beautiful piece. I know you're going to be hearing from her, but let's just give her a hand. So there's a great deal of thanks, and I want to go through a little and short list to thank some of the people who made this possible. To Sound Transit's board of directors, past and present, I definitely want to call out our wonderful former mayor, Mary Alice Burley, who was a Sound Transit member. Thank you all for being committed to improving transit service. And I have to say, for your great patience, as the City of Kirkland Council mulled over the design of this project for years and years and years. In fact, I think we had 3 study sessions just on selection of trees. So, Sound Transit, you are amazing. I also want to thank Bailey Construction for constructing the project as envisioned and for the many, many accommodations made to our local businesses. To King County for working closely with Sound Transit to ensure efficiencies in construction and to avoid duplications with the upcoming improvements to the King County Pump Station. And I want to just call out a special thank you to Councilmember Jane Haig, who is always there for the City of Kirkland. It doesn't matter what the project is. If we need help, our Jane is here. So let's give her a special hand. And to the many past City Council members, believe me, many were involved in this. This has been a long, long process. But it's been a beautiful process, and what we're about to cut that ribbon for is a wonderful, wonderful project. Sometimes a very, very long process does pay off, and this is certainly a case in point. So what I love about this design is that it complements Kirkland's walkable community. It is, and it enriches our sense of community as well. And it makes sure that our beautiful community that cares so deeply about the environment, that cares about walkability, is not just going to be maintained, but enhanced by this project. To the downtown businesses, I want to thank you for your great patience during this long construction period. Your understanding has been most appreciated. To the transit riders, who have been gracious throughout this whole process with rescheduling and moving bus stops. Thank you so much, and now you can return tomorrow, starting tomorrow, to your home-based transit center, and I hope you enjoy it. I know I will. I have not enjoyed catching the bus on Central at Central. It's a great street. It's nice to be across the street, you know, from the hamburger joint, but I think it's going to be much nicer. Much nicer now. To the pedestrians and drivers over the last 16 months who found their way through the detours and the road and sidewalk closures, I also want to thank you very much. And I want to thank everyone who is here, everyone who worked on this project. This project was looked at by citizens for years. It was mulled over by the council. We had Sound Transit board members and staff intimately involved in this project, landscape architects, people who listened many times, I could say over and over again, but to us as we changed and thought through this process. Thank you so very much. Believe me when I say, on behalf of the Kirkland City Council, our citizens and our visitors, we are extremely proud to welcome this new Transit Center. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor McBride. As Mayor McBride alluded to, we are joined by artist Carolyn Law today. She is the last speaker. I know Mayor McBride alluded to many more speakers. I knocked off all 17.
Oh, thank you.
And we're just going to go with Carolyn. That's a good view. No, I'm kidding. Carolyn was our last speaker. Her artwork, Social Intricacy of the Beach, consists of large granite blocks that you will see next to the library that line the stairs, creating a very positive outdoor resting space. Carolyn has been a working professional artist for over 25 years. Her public art experience encompasses a wide range of commissioned art projects and art plans. Her studio work involves mixed media drawings and temporary sculpture installations. And recently, she has also been curating exhibitions of temporary sited works. She has been actively involved in civic affairs concerning the built environment and public spaces. And it's my pleasure to introduce a fantastic artist. Carolyn, please join us.
Well, first, I just want to say it's a testament that this event is bookended by the arts, the music, and then me. I mean, it's kind of amazing that I'm up here, isn't it? But that's one of the incredible things about this region, is that artists are incorporated into almost every significant public project that we have. And it has really changed the way we experience our world by having artists be part of the thinking of what you see and what you experience. And that's really the impetus for my project. But I have one confession to make at first. It's not quite done. So there's a few little pieces remaining to be finished there. Actually, two more stones are coming, and we'll hopefully get those in next week. But and there's a few little fine finishes. So if you go over there and you see a piece of plywood, don't get freaked out. There's going to be a stone there. Okay. And I also want to take a quick moment and thank the people that really helped me. From the design team to Barbara Lukey, who manages the Sound Transit Public Art Program, who was an incredible advocate. And Sound Transit is really fortunate to have her as a part of their team. And I also want to take a minute just to thank the people that I interfaced with so much. And hopefully I didn't ruin their days when I called them or I showed up on site. But that's I'm going to use first name basis because that's how I look at them. Eric from Bailey Construction, who, and Kevin as well, who's not here, I don't think, today. But Eric always had a smile on his face, which was incredible because he had a lot of things on his plate, and I would show up with more to add to it. And then Shoab, who was the project manager really from the Sound Transit side, who was a delightful person to work with as well. And they made this really complicated project work in the end. So my goal was really to create an interactive sort of project for this creation of a place that was an anchor for this end of downtown Kirkland. And I really wanted to do something that would change the way you perceived the space and how you could also use it. So it's sculptural, yes, but it also really contributes to creating some place that you can just be over there in that plaza. And it's within its surroundings, people can rest and pause, and they can see a different sort of movement that's going to be happening all around them, on the street, in the park, people coming and going. And the idea was really to, the reason I kind of came up with the title Social Intricacy in the Beach was, one, the blending of all types of people doing all types of things there really is indicative of the way that we live in our environments as we function on a daily basis. And as we also come to live in places that are becoming more crowded, and you have a lot of things that you have to take into account. And interactions should be as positive as possible. And the other was that the beach part was really, I was trying to really look at what is a big part of the environment here, and that is my idea of kind of how people interface with the water and that sense of the beach on the lake. And I wanted to create a kind of an outpost of a beach that was over here, which is sort of indicative of, again, that people take time to pause. And so that was where the title came from. And really, the idea was to create a space for all ages there. And that's why, really, the idea of these granite blocks came up, was just I wanted to provide something that would be captivating for younger people, because I knew that there were a lot of teens and younger people that come there, wait for the buses, hang out, wait for their friends, and so forth. And so the stones give people a choice of how they want to sit in relationship to the very much more simple concrete terracing. So The idea is that this place will be for all ages. And my final hope is that as the days go by and as people start to populate that place, that Kirkland will claim it for their own and that you'll really truly enjoy that plaza area. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. Before we dedicate the new transit center, I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and I want to congratulate the city of Kirkland on a tremendous project. You have a beautiful city, and although the process was a little long, I think the process bared what we all wanted it to, which was a system and a center that was indicative to the quality of the community that Kirkland is. So thank you all for your hard work and your dedication towards that goal. Now, since we're not, of course, in the location where we would cut the ribbon, if you will follow me, you don't have to follow me, but we will walk outside. I want you all to use the brand new crosswalk, and we will officially cut the ribbon and open the transit center. Thank you all very much.
We're ready.
One, two, three.
Okay. No!